Welcome to Glory Goals.
Welcome to Glory Goals. This is the Season 4 Guild Preview, Fish.
Well done.
That's two for two now.
Yeah, it turns out it's not that difficult to say.
Turns out it's not that hard. So, welcome back. This is the episode for the Fish.
Season 4 Fish.
Season 4 Fish. Some very interesting changes by the looks of it.
So, Fish were the top dogs. Alongside the Union. So, typically, you'd probably expect quite a lot of changes.
Yeah.
There's not been a huge amount.
But the changes that have been made have been quite big.
Mm.
So, small in number, you know, quality over quantity.
Yeah. So, the big one is there's no momentous damage in Guild.
Yeah. That's the Guild design, basically. We covered this in the Butchers episode. Where they had no momentous tackles.
No momentous tackles, and I don't think many momentous dodges, I think. The only momentous dodges I can think of are Fillet.
Yeah. And Shank,
maybe? Shank's got the 300 dodge,
yeah. I think. So, obviously, sticking with the core Fish design, they've not got any momentous damage now because they're not designed to really be a fighting guild.
Mm.
But yeah, lots of momentous dodges, lots of momentous tackles, and a lot of tech to get the ball off you without having to tackle.
Mm.
So,
go on then. You start off with the original captain.
We'll start off with OG captain. So, Mr. Shark. Now, I've got a massive sneaking suspicion that it's pretty much unchanged.
There's one change.
He's lost one box of health.
Yep. He's lost a box of health.
He's lost a box of health. Literally, everything else about him is pretty much the same. Obviously, we've had the new Guild Ball Cup symbol on six successes. Still momentous.
Also, it's still a cup.
Still just a cup rather than a double Guild Ball symbol.
Mm.
So it kind of shows that maybe Shark's in a place that Steamforge need him to be.
Mm.
He kind of does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Goes and scores you the goals that he needs, and if you need to, he'll generate you six momentum.
See, the only thing I thought that may have gone
right
is his legendary change in, just because the 6-inch pulls and the minus four form is a bit of a negative play experience.
Didn't that get nerfed previously?
That was an 8-inch pulse.
You're right, it was an 8-inch pulse. And so you think still at 6 it's too much?
You think he goes in to score a goal
turn one. Kicks it all out, yeah.
Or it's when if he goes beginning of a turn and scores a goal, so he'll score a goal or something as last
You don't even need to score a goal.
No, but say last activation he scores a goal. He then wins the momentum race and goes first. Shark goes first. Hits someone, dodges around, generates some momentum, legendaries, and runs away. That shut down your whole team, and I've seen it done many times.
I've had it done to me.
Mm.
I've had Mallet reduced to a 0-2.
Yeah, so it's... So I suppose that's probably the only thing that I'd like to have maybe seen. Yeah. I've got no suggestion of another legendary or anything like that, but I don't...
Because he doesn't exactly need help scoring, does he?
No.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I don't know, that's probably my only, not a criticism, but...
He's still in a great place. I think Shark is still super, super strong. Yeah. That one loss of one health is not going to change anything.
No.
Yeah.
You've still got to knock him down to a more basic with a 2-inch
one. He's only 4-1.
Mm.
So, people...
But it's his counter-attack, his double dodge on 2.
Yes, but what I'm getting at is people don't normally struggle to kill 4-1 characters with 16 boxes.
No. No, not at all.
So, but yeah, Shark is Shark, basically. He does shark things
so,
and gets the job
done. So really, hopefully, it looks like the tailoring the Fish towards a footballing style is what they should be, rather than the Corsair scrum, which is probably going to be a bit more evident.
Which is more prevalent in the tournament scene.
Mm.
Every tournament you went to, there'd be one, two, minimum Corsair players.
Fish players.
I don't see the need to stipulate.
No, they... Yeah, so anyway, but I've got Corsair.
I think a lot of Corsair players, though, still had Shark in their 10, just as the option, just as that little psych out, maybe they will play Shark.
I think so, yeah, there are matchups you'd probably rather take Shark.
Anyway.
But in the mirror, it's always Corsair.
Yeah.
Right, so Corsair, he's had quite a lot of wholesale changes. So he's still got 2-inch melee, he's still got his 4-6 move, he's still got his tech 6. He's no longer got a 3-6 kick. He's now got a 4-8 kick.
Wow.
He's still a 3 def 1 armor and still a 4-6 influence. So, yes, if ever you could push a one-legged man towards being a footballer, give him a 4-8 kick.
So you're saying if he had two legs, he'd have an 8-16 kick?
Yeah. But that is amazing. I don't know, does he kick with the peg or does he kick with...
I don't know. I haven't really thought
4-8 is amazing.
I haven't thought of the physics of it, to be honest.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Right, so his playbook has had a bit of change. It's not a huge amount of changes. So he's still got his momentous tackle on one. And he's got a non-momentous one and a push on one. Whereas he only used to have a non-momentous one. On his second column, he's got the momentous knockdown or a non-momentous two and a push, which is better than his non-momentous two. On the third column, he's lost his dodge.
it was a bit weird that Corsair had a dodge in the first
place.
He's
lost his dodge and his momentous two and a push, which is a result that most people were hitting constantly. It was a two and a push, two and a push. Instead, he's got a momentous double push or a momentous guild ball symbol. So that's come from fourth row back down to third. So that's his drag. On the fourth row, he's got his non-momentous three and a push. And on his fifth column, he's got a momentous knockdown double push.
Wow.
So one of the weaknesses of Corsair was he had no real counter-attack. Now with him having a double push on three, he has a decent counter-attack. Attack six, you're probably going to hit. Depending on the target.
Yeah, depending on the target. Against a 4-1, you're not going to make it.
No, but it's...
Not all the time, anyway.
It's a much better counter than...
Than just trying to knock them down or pushing them 1 inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
to be fair, like 2-inch players, you can get away with having that 1-inch push.
Yeah.
You, do you know what I mean? It's a luxury that they have.
Yeah.
It's only if you're sort of like your honours and your places like that that you need that double push, basically. Yeah. Or a double dodge in her sense.
Yeah. So really, the only thing he's really lost is his momentous three and a push, his momentous two and a push, really. Like the momentous bit. So he can still do what he wants to do. But he just hasn't got the momentum.
He'll still have all of his mates ganging up on you and just wailing for rap-tastic damage.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He'll be rapping for the three and the two with 2 inches of push.
Yeah. So in terms of character plays, he's still got drag. Targeting him also to 6-inch push directly towards this model, exactly the same as it used to be. And he's still got rough seas. Exactly the same as it used to be. So 6-inch range. Target enemy model loses possession of the ball to this model. Right.
He's lost stand firm.
He's lost stand firm.
Which was always a little bit broken on a sturdy model.
You can give out sturdy to others.
Yeah, this is it. You end up facing two sturdy models.
So, he's still got sturdy himself and he's still got tough hide. He's lost close control.
He did need to lose one of them.
Yeah.
So, do you think that was the better of the three for him to lose?
Yeah. I think so. It's the fact that he's got the ability to work around close control and then he's got close control himself.
He seems a bit
It seems a bit obnoxious. The fact you can go, I'm going to take this ball and it gets around your close control. You're going to tackle me back? Can't. Close control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It seemed a little unfair.
And sturdy is probably the better of the two to have.
Yes.
Because then they still have to tackle it. Do you know what I mean? So they can't do the knockdown to obviously remove the ball from you that way.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously if you kept close control but lost sturdy, you could still just lose it by being knocked down. So
Yeah. So he's got a new aura called the Coup de Grace.
Coup de Grace.
The Coup de Grace. Bed of talk. So once per turn, when an enemy model suffers a taken out condition while within this aura, the friendly team gains +3 momentum.
Strong.
So there's your momentous damage.
Yes.
But...
Well, your momentum if you take them out.
Yeah. So the +3 momentum for it, it's a little bit of a...
It's like a middle ground to what you would have normally generated.
Yeah, maybe. With him going, his momentous 2 and a push, momentous 2 and a push, putting 6 influence into somebody, he'll get 3 back.
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah, he's got a new legendary, which is really good. Really, really, really good. So it's called Hotline and Sinker. It's a 6-inch pulse. Enemy models within this pulse suffer a 6-inch push directly towards this model. Basically, it's a free drag. So he can drag someone in, people in for free and then put 6 influence of damage into them.
Yeah.
Simple as, that's what it is. But it could be multiple. I don't know whether you'd use it for multiple people. Maybe it's like,
because you don't want to start crowding yourself out, really, do you?
But maybe, I don't know, suppose you're...
Well, say you spent one influence to kill a player.
Mm.
You could then use your legendary to drag another one in.
Yeah.
And then you've got five influence to beat them down as well.
Yeah. So you've got that as another option, which is quite...
Because then you get six influence. Six momentum.
Six momentum.
Oh, once per turn.
Once per turn.
Ah, gutted.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, kill two characters, get six.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really... I think it's quite cool. I really like it. I don't think he'll be as much of a pain in the ass to play against.
No, I don't think he'll be quite as negative as he used to be.
I really like Legendary. I really like his aura. And I quite like his playbook now.
Yeah.
Because he's probably, to take momentum out of it, he's probably had a buff.
Yeah, if you ignore the loss of the momentous results, he's got dodge. He's got pushes now
on
two successes rather than what he used to have.
And the good thing is, he's Legendary now. He doesn't give out the massive... 1-2 kick and close control to everyone in this
team. Which was situational.
It was game breaking at times. If you pass the ball to someone who went legendary and you're like, oh
yeah.
Then you've got a team of close control people and you're just like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, true.
Overall, I still think he does the job. I still think he's a beast. And with a 4-8 kick,
yeah.
He'll get the goals.
He will. Not that he didn't anyway. On a 3-6, it was pretty solid.
Mm, but it's the fact with a 4-6 move.
Yeah.
But then it was when he legendary, he became a 4-8 kick, so he's automatically got his natively got his legendary kick.
This is it. So he's had that individual buff rather than giving it out to everybody else.
Yeah. Which,
yeah, overall, super strong.
Yeah.
So, season one mascot, Salt.
Yep.
So, not a lot of changes to Salt, really. Melee zone's the same, health's the same, stats along the top are all the same. Still got where they go. The playbook has remained the same. Yeah, and still love creature. So basically,
it gets a part.
We've just had the addition of parting blows. The overall standard buff to love creature is all that Salt's had.
Tentacles completely unchanged.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Completely unchanged.
Blind's gone down.
Oh yeah, but sorry, yeah, he's still got blind, but it's gone to the 6-inch range, which is a native across the board. So it's really the two mascots are unchanged, just with global changes to the.
Again, it's showing that they're quality mascots. To be fair.
Yeah. To me, it'd always be tentacles.
Yes, I don't see Salt bringing anything that. You know, that you really need when, especially because of how useful Blind is.
Blind's incredible.
Blind and having another close control model on your team is always going to be really, really good.
It's tap three of the menace tackle on one.
Yeah. This. So, like I said, I've got nothing against Salt, but yeah, okay, and it's rapid. But when Salt gets there, it's tack two.
Yeah. It's tack two and his tackle's on two.
Yeah. Great for your parting blows, but not for much else. Mm. So, yeah, tentacles, 2-inch melee.
Yeah.
I think there's a clear winner.
Mm.
So.
Go on then.
Sakana, veteran version.
You're doing veteran first?
I'll do veteran first, mix it up a little bit. All right, okay.
No, it's all
right. No, we'll go with the original. We'll go with the OG Sakana. So, lost a point of health, now only 14. Still 2-inch melee, though. Stats across the top have remained exactly the same. Still has smoke bomb. Obviously losing half an inch as per global AoE changes, and still has weak point, so still quality. Changes to playbook. First column has remained the same. The second column, the momentous skill ball symbol triggering weak point, has gone.
Yeah.
It's now on three successes. So you've lost that momentous one damage and weak point, which is what Sakana used to use a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously, with momentous damage being taken out,
yeah.
You have still got the non-momentous too, so if you're going to go for the damage, you'll now get more out of it.
Yeah.
Still a momentous double dodge on four. Still got that push, double push, double dodge.
Non-momentously.
Well, we can't have everything, to be fair. And the two damage and a weak point has gone to be replaced with a flat three.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's been some losses, but some gained as well.
Yeah. He's still got anatomical on that, hasn't he?
Still got anatomical, still got cover of darkness, and still poised. So, you know, Sakana's still going to be making your teams.
So, I think moving disarm upper, I mean, moving weak point upper column,
it's not really going to make a difference because you're still anatomical.
No, but you normally send him in first with anatomical to hit that.
Yeah, but I think with an anatomical model, you shouldn't fear hitting three successes with TAC 5. If he didn't have anatomical, when you've got TAC 5, column 3 is always quite sketchy.
Yeah.
So I think with having that like minus in the armour off, I think you're golden anyway.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
So I don't think it matters a great deal. So shall I quickly bang out the veteran?
Yeah, do veteran version and all. He was a late season 3 player, so not a lot of changes.
There shouldn't be a lot of changes, no. So stats along the top have remained exactly the same. His playbook has remained exactly the same. So to be fair, with having no momentous damage on his playbook, it was kind of a precursor to the overall changes. Still has fancy footwork. It's just been simplified. So target any model loses possession of the ball to this model.
Yep.
Nice and simple. Still range 4. Still has raise the black flag, which is the -2/-2 move to a friend to an enemy, and you give it to a friendly within 6.
I've done that on Corsair. So good.
But he's lost a point of health as well.
Yeah. So 14 and 4/1.
Yeah. Still, he's still gonna be sticking around for a little bit. Do you know what I mean? He still has Bag of Coffers and still has Anatomical Precision. So, again, he's still a great character.
He is incredible. Vet Sakana with tentacles. There you go, have a free bonus time blind every turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Go.
Yeah.
Is he still got 1-3 influence?
Yeah, he's still 1-3. Yeah. But he's got Bag of Coffers, so.
Yeah.
That's given out a influence and a momentum.
Yeah. Okay.
So, honestly, I would still take the veteran version.
Yeah. I can't think of a reason. The fancy footwork, the raising the back flag for changing movement and things, great. And then the bag of coffers.
Again, that's momentous on 3 results, so you haven't really got to worry about getting it unless you're really aiming at like a Def 5 model.
Yeah.
Against a Def 4, I'd take them chances.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to give yourself the free bonus time.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the Sakanas. So Siren, we'll do original first. Her top rows all stayed the same with her stats. Her playbooks had a slight shuffle around. So first column's the same. The second column's now got the non-momentous double dodge and the momentous Guild Ball Cup now, instead of the non-momentous 2/2. And then the third column, she's still got the non-momentous tackle and she's now got the non-momentous 2. So basically they've swapped the Guild Ball symbol with the non-momentous 2 damage.
But it kind of shows what you're going to be taking Siren for.
Yeah.
You're not taking her for that non-momentous 2 damage.
No. not for non-momentous 2 damage on attack 3.
On attack 3. Oh my gosh, she's like a mascot.
So they've made Seduced easy to hit now. Because you used to have to charge to get that.
Yeah.
You probably still do, to be fair.
If you really want to guarantee it.
So Lure is still the same. Target enemy model makes a jog directly towards this model. This model's a friendly during its activation. It's a cost 2, range 8. And Seduced has stayed the same. However, the range has been reduced from 6 inches to 4.
Which is good.
Which is mega.
So it might be a lot easier to get off, but it's going to be a lot harder to plan because you need to be closer to your target.
Yeah, because normally you'd be charging someone to proc it onto someone else to pass the ball.
Yeah.
Back of a card. She's still got beautiful. So enemy character plays targeting this model suffers -5-inch range. She's still got charm mail, and she's still got protected kraken.
Nice, which is good because I've got a feeling you're going to see a lot of kraken.
She's still got 10 health. So the same weaknesses with Siren are always there. Send a woman into her. She's a 4/0.
Yeah, with 10 boxes.
Funny story about when I came against Siren. With my Falconers.
Right.
It was Divana who walked up, you know, to do all of her janky rubbish. I had 3 AoEs on the table, ready to use. I stood there, and in between Corsair and Siren, I went, legendary, you're both snared. What's that, Siren? You take 3 damage.
3 damage.
And snare. And I was like, what's that? You've got, what, 7 health left in your 3s?
On +4 attack as well.
Yeah, so I was like, dead.
Watch me go.
And I nearly killed Corsair as well, but that's kind of jumping to another story. But
yeah, that's going over how strong Divana is.
No, but that's the way to always get to Siren is...
Use Divana?
No, just use a woman.
Yeah, true.
Get a woman to do it. Veteran Siren.
Yep.
Yeah, she was one that probably didn't see a lot of play.
No.
So she's had a bit of a rework. So she's still got the same movement. She's still got the 1-inch melee. Tap 4 still. Still a 3-6 kick. She's got a 5-plus defence rather than a 4-plus defence now.
Because she's had that defensive support taken off.
Yeah.
So she's just flat out Def 5 now, which is a big buff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love Def 5 models.
Def 5, yeah. Playbook's had a bit of a shuffle around. She's now got a momentous tackle dodge on 1 success.
I'm not quite sure why she used to have a push.
Siren. she's also got a non-momentous 1-on-1. She's got a non-momentous double dodge on 2. Great counter-attack. Or a momentous push dodge on 2. On the third column, she's got a non-momentous 2. And on the fourth column, she's got a momentous double push double dodge.
That's quite a really good workaround for a playbook, to be fair. Mm. To go from a non-momentous tackle on 3 to a momentous tackle on 1.
Momentous tackle with a dodge on 1.
Oh, yeah.
So even if you're getting 1 success and you need momentum,
you could
just do the dodge to do it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a really cool playbook rework. Yeah. Dreadgaze has changed completely. Because it used to be, while within this aura, enemy models suffer -2 tack. It's now a cost 2, range 6, and target enemy model suffers a 2-inch push directly away from this model and the knockdown condition. Interesting.
That's amazing.
I
don't know how Siren gets something like that.
She stares at somebody and they
fall over,
trip over the feet and run away from you and fall over. Then, as an additional thing for 1 influence, she's got Fair Wind as a new character play, which is target freeboard is placed within 4 inches of its current location. It's a range of 6.
Wow.
So she knocks someone down with the ball.
Yep.
Then hopefully she's got a 7-inch walk then at that point, and then she can go forward and move the ball towards her. Really cool. Thematically, it's quite a cool thing.
Yeah, definitely.
She's still got Shadow Like as well. She's lost defence support Kraken, but you know, she's got
that permanently now.
Yeah. And she's got Escaping Fate. So,
which has got worse.
Yeah, it's got worse. So it's now once per turn when this model is reduced to 0 hit points, except while making an advance. Before suffering a taken out condition, it may recover 1 hit point, remove all conditions on it and make a 2-inch dodge. Used to be a 4-inch dodge.
Yeah. So now it means basically if you've been based, you're not really going to get away.
Yeah, by a 2-inch
model. By a 2-inch melee model. But I am.
So overall.
Overall, new Siren, new standard Siren.
Mm.
Sorry, veteran Siren is amazing.
She seems really cool, but I'm a sucker for a 2-inch melee in Fish.
Yeah.
But she has got Shadowlike, so I don't know.
Shadowlike's just solid defensive.
That's what I mean. Well, she's a 7-9 with the Shadowlike, so she's essentially a
9-11. It's good. It's not Bonesaw level of fast, but
ain't far off.
It's not far off. Right, so grayscales.
Mm.
The old reliable of the Fish.
Mm.
It's got quite a interesting placement of his things on his playbook. So let's go over it. So his stats are basically the same. His health's exactly the same. He still has decoy, which is still +2 defense against the next attack. Still has, where'd they go?
Mm.
And he still has Balls Gone, which, don't need to tell you, is an amazing character play.
It's the character play.
Yeah. So, he's got a non-momentous 1 and a momentous dodge on 1.
Yep.
He's still got his non-momentous double dodge and a non-momentous tackle on 2.
Yep.
Now, on 3, he now has a single Guild Ball symbol or a Guild Ball Cup symbol.
Right.
Which effectively used to be the double Guild Ball symbol.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird that they're both now on the same column.
Yeah, so we can choose.
Yeah, so he can either go for the Where'd They Go or Balls Gone.
So is there any reason why they didn't just put the Balls Gone with the same Guild Ball symbol so they can just choose it?
This
just
is what I mean. I don't see the point in not having it. But he did lose his non-momentous 2 damage on 3. So that's now on 4. So it's kind of, they've just swapped the places. But yeah, they could have just used the same symbol.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a Bit of a weird one. But then on five successes, he still has his momentous push dodge.
The one that everyone forgets exists.
Because you don't need it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He's still got unpredictable on the back, which is one of the reasons you take Grace Scales.
Yeah, great ball carrier.
Great ball carrier. Great scorer. He'll score your goals. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it, really. He's just that one change to his playbook.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
I think you'll still see him in every team.
Yeah. Yeah.
But every Shark team. He wasn't really a Corsair go-to, was he?
Well, he's good for holding the ball away, for keeping the ball safe for later.
Yeah. Now Corsair can't do it himself.
Mm.
So.
Right, Jack. He's had a few little changes. Quite a lot of changes, actually, with his playbook and that. So, he's got a little bit faster. So, he's gone from a 5-8 move to a 6-8 move. He's still got attack 5. His kick stayed the same. His defence and armour stayed the same. His influence stayed the same. His playbook, the first two columns are the same. The third column now, in addition to his non-momentous 2, he's now got a momentous tackle double push on 3 successes.
Very nice.
On his fourth column, he's got his momentous knockdown. And on his fifth column, he's got a non-momentous 3.
Okay, yeah.
So his tackle double push was on 5 successes last time.
Which you would never get in.
Unless you charged him in.
Yeah.
So in terms of character plays, he's lost RAM and speed, but he's gained battering RAM
on the back of the cards.
It's a global change. And he's still got goad.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. His health has gone up from 15 to 19.
But there's a reason.
Yeah. So he's lost to a forward.
We've seen that in quite a few players.
Yeah.
Where they've gained some health. To be honest, I don't think anyone's gained 4 health.
Mm-hmm.
While losing to Hoyd, because like thinking about it, Hoyd's game 2.
Hoyd's game 2, yeah. And he's a 3-1 with 19 health. He's still got Resolute, so when this model targets an enemy model with a counter attack, it gains +2 tack. So for his +2 tack, he's tack 7. You know, he's probably going to hit his knockdown on his tackle double push.
Tackle double push is amazing.
He's still got his heroic, but it's had its teeth pulled a little bit. Trident tested, it's a 3-inch pulse, and mods in this pulse suffers a 2-inch push directly away from this model. Used to be a 4.
Yeah, because I think people were generally just using it to push you off the pitch.
Yeah, go and battering ram them, go and ramming speed them, and then push them off the pitch.
Yeah,
used to ramming speed,
because
charge for the double push, so you get like 4 inches of push, and then Trident tested, it's the 8-inch push someone off the pitch. Yeah, I've done it. It's brilliant.
Yeah?
Well, no.
What you've got to look at is most characters will run on the pitch 6 inches.
Yeah.
I think it's a massive negative experience that Jack just hunts along one side of the pitch.
It teaches you very quickly
to come on from the back.
Don't go near. If Jack's on the left-hand side, come on the right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not a difficult lesson.
But I think it makes the game quite easy, right? Because if, say, Corsair's done his thing and killed a character, you've got Jack on one side, you've got Corsair on the other, both of them will take out an Icy Sponge player. Then you're kind of sitting there going, right, so go hang. Unless you're Horizon, then you come on.
Do you think... You don't really see Jack...
You do in Corsair teams. It's normally Corsair, Jack, a Sakana of a flavour, a Tentacles, maybe Gutter, which yes, obviously you won't see anymore, and then one Misc player.
Hag,
yeah?
Yeah.
Because Kraken went out of favour quite quickly, and when Avarice and Greed stopped being able to join the team.
Yeah, for all that momentous damage.
Yeah.
So Jack's had quite a few changes.
Yeah. This is it.
I think he's just a flavour pick, to be honest. He's just, you know, do you want this seasoning for this game?
Yeah. Well, how far will he now push you off the pitch? 6 inches, not 8?
So he can ram and speed, the double push, so he's 4.
So 6 inches.
Yeah, 6 inches.
So 6 rather than 8 has made it a lot nicer to sort of come up against, but again, a lot of players are still going to struggle to get out of that. So it's not like he's completely had it removed. It just means that certain players you just won't pull it off with.
The better one to do it is to goad he's got goad as well, so they can't even get away from him. So if you're going next, you're like, well, I'm going to walk up because next turn you're having it off the pitch. I'm goading you this turn. And you just wait.
You come to me.
You come to me.
And then I'll push
you. And then I'll push you. Okay, don't worry. Go. I can wait till next turn, but you're going off that pitch.
Yeah. That's amazing.
He just stands there goading you. Come on. Come on. And then you go towards him and ish, off the pitch you go.
Yeah. This is it. I don't have to, I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove to you. I don't need to come for you this turn.
I'm just going to wait.
I'm going to wait.
I'm just going to front it out. It's fine. I've got this.
Hold my beer.
It's fine.
Right. Do you want to do another? Because I've only got Kraken left.
Right. I suppose I'll do as we like her. I think she's amazing.
She is one of the best players in the Fisherman team for a Corsair player.
I would say she's up there as one of the best squaddies in the game.
She's so flexible.
If you haven't guessed, we're talking about Hag.
Yeah.
She hasn't had a lot of changes.
Mm.
She's lost her health.
Wow.
And that is it.
Is that it? Is that literally the only
change?
She
has lost one health. So she's now 13 health instead of 14.
She must do exactly what Steam Forge need her to do.
But you think all she is, right, essentially, is a good repositioning piece.
She's basically, she's very much like Benediction for Union, but she does it for your own team.
Yeah, Mr. Double Push.
Yeah, whereas Benny will go around and push you or push you away from where you need them to be.
Yeah.
Hag will move you to where you want to be.
It's just a free character, and she's such a great battery, so she can do so much with nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't. She's probably
she doesn't need
the season 3 player of all the new ones.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Well, when you're competing with Vet Velocity,
Crucible. It weren't Vet Velocity. Who was it? Locus. Crucible.
Locus, Crucible, Granite. It wasn't a hard, like, competition.
Vet Ox, yeah.
Yeah. She was easily the best out of those.
Pint Party was alright.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Hag was definitely the best of the new releases.
Yeah.
So, but to be fair, someone has to have it.
Brain Pan and Memory, they're another one, weren't they?
They're just a massive finesse piece.
Yeah.
So, Kraken. Release the...
Yeah.
Which he's lost, ironically.
He's lost release the Kraken.
So, apologies. He's still 20 health. He still has a 2-inch melee zone. He's got faster. He's now a 5-7, not a 4-6. He's still tack 5. His kick has got better. He is around to kick the ball now. He is a 3-6.
Not just players.
Yep. He's now a 3-1 as well, which I think helps because I think big guys at the moment got a really tough rap.
Yeah.
So little things like that really make them quite playable. And he brings an extra influence to your team. So he's now a 2-3.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. So his first column hasn't changed. His second column has changed a little bit. His double dodge, his double push is now momentous.
Mm-hmm.
On 3 successes, as it stayed the same. It's a non-momentous tackle or a momentous gill ball symbol, which is still drag. 6-inch range, 6-inch push directly towards this model. He has a non-momentous 3 damage on 4. There used to be a momentous double push, but that's gone. It's now on 2 successes, which is so much better. So he has a great counterattack now.
Yeah.
And then at the top, rather than having the double Gilball symbol for release the Kraken, he now has a momentous knockdown and double push. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. So just from that, it's really good. Don't get me wrong, release the Kraken was a big loss. It was a 6-inch push directly away and knockdown and 3 damage.
Yeah. You can see why if Jack's been told he can't shove people off pitches.
Yeah, there's a reason why Kraken can't do it now. Especially now he's faster.
Yeah.
So he will just barge into you. So, back of his card. He still has tough hide, which is great. But he now has the really nice combination of gravity well and protective instinct. So if you end your advance engaging this model, you suffer a 2-inch push directly towards him.
Yep.
Very nice. So your mallets, your threshers with your 3-inch. Nah, get here, son.
Yeah.
Not that it matters, to be fair, because he's got a 2-inch melee himself. So
yeah.
There's very few
That's
people.
More to pull you into the Corsair scrub.
Exactly. And protective instinct. So you can only attack him if you're engaging him.
Yeah.
So if you're engaging him and someone else, you've got to hit him.
So you have the ball on Corsair. Kraken stood next to Corsair in the middle. I think you can see a lot of that Kraken and Corsair.
Yeah.
Corsair could drag him in. Ooh. Corsair will hit. You declare a counterattack. You can't...
You can't do it.
Can't do it.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not targeting him. So Corsair drags him in.
Mm.
And then Corsair can just go bang, 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 bang. I'll hit you. I'll knock you down first. Why not? I've got a crowd out.
Yeah. Plus, it gives you that other drag.
Yeah.
In team.
Yeah, so they've both got a drag, and Corsair's also got one as a legendary.
Yeah.
I think Kraken will see a lot of play.
Yeah,
he's definitely just turned into beast mode.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, soon they won't be able to take Gutter.
Yeah, as of SteamCon UK.
As of SteamCon UK, when Fathom and Horizon join the team.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, they do bring... No, they don't have any momentous damage to bring.
Do you want me to do Angel first?
Do Angel first. No, I'm just mentioning that rather than replacing Gutter with one of those two, I think you'll see Kraken.
Oh, God, yeah. We got 12-man roster now.
Indeed.
Right, so, Angel. Not a lot of changes. The only change on the front of her card is her momentous tackle on one is now momentous tackle dodge on one.
Yep.
On the back of her card...
Oh my God, that's amazing.
She hasn't got tactical advice shark anymore. She's now got get over here, slow, or wander. So once during this model's activation, if the named friendly model is within 10 inches of this model, the named friendly model may make a dodge up to its base move towards this model.
Wow. So that's salt running 7 inches or wander going five. Yep.
Yes, wander going 5, but then wander's got the where'd you go type thing to pull people around.
Yep. Pull people out of danger.
Yeah. So that's just the thing.
So do you think that makes Angel better, and do you think he'll see her?
I think you didn't really see a lot of Angel.
No, this is what I mean. I don't think you will still see a lot of Angel, because don't get me wrong, Super Shot's still really nice, and she's still a great turret, but I think with the addition of Fathom and Horizon, I think they might supplant her in a Shark team.
But the difficulty is, I don't know why she's not played as much. She guarantees pretty much a goal. Like, turn one goal. She just kind of runs up.
So does Shark.
But she's a... She can squaddy, and she can do it for a lot less. It's like, you know, she can sprint and do be a 5'10 kick.
Yeah.
And just...
Still only an 18-inch threat.
Pass the ball to a dodger forward and do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Hag can push a dodger forward to make it to a 20-inch threat.
To be fair, Jack can push her too now as well.
Yeah. So they've got all different things to move them.
Yeah.
So overall, with the change, fish still do fish things.
Yeah, you'll still see the Corsair scrum, and you'll still see Shark running rings around everybody.
I think what you may not see as much, which I think is a plus, it's the back-to-back Corsair activation, where the end of activation you'll go bang, 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 put 6 into you, get about 12 momentum, then go first, then bang, 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 kill you, and do whatever. And which was probably a part of a negative experience for him. At least he's only getting that momentum bonus once he's taken the person out.
That's if he does it, because it's not common for Corsair to...
It's if anyone in the aura, someone who takes him out. So, so it kind of gives you a bit of counterplay.
Yeah.
It's quite a clever thing. So really...
I think it's nice as well, because it's just thematic.
Mm.
That they are going to be just wanting to be scoring goals. Do you know what I mean? I think it's nice to sort of drag them back into that original design.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Fish one of the teams that is seen as a beginner's team?
So I think Bryce was saying on the Singled Out podcast that... Fish, Butchers, Masons and Brewers are like the 4 beginner teams, essentially.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So maybe they've been designed to be easier to play.
Yeah, so realistically, you're playing Fish, you want to be dodging around and scoring goals. That's how you'll probably have the easiest time winning. That's not the only way to win a game.
Yeah.
I think the 2-2's definitely there with Corsair.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially with Corsair, what, 4-8 kick now, and... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is it. So, do Do you think maybe you'll see Angel with Corsair to get that goal?
I don't know. I really don't know. Probably not.
No?
I think you'll see Angel in Navigators a lot more.
Mm. Get over here.
Wander. To be able to do stuff like that.
Yeah. Because Wander is such... I know it's not this podcast, but Wander is such a good mascot. It's
probably the mascot with Guide.
Yeah. Cool. But, so, overall, I don't think it's breaking the mould and having completely different sixes.
No.
I think you'll still see the same sixes. I think they'll just play a bit differently.
I think, yeah, I don't think you'll see any major things. I don't, apart from in the Corsair thing, with the loss of Gutter, you'll find Kraken.
Yeah, this is it. Because that's pretty imminent now, isn't it? So, you most of Gutter while you've got her for the next maybe 4 weeks?
Oh, if that. Yeah, probably about 4 weeks now till SteamCon, because it's the 11th of October today, so.
This is it.
Yeah.
But other than that,
I think I said it's not the longest podcast because there's not been a lot of changes.
Nah, it's fish got away quite easily, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. So thanks very much for listening, not watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Let us know if you want to know anything more.
Yeah.
Drop some comments and we'll see you later.
Okay. Thank you. I've been Luke.
Bye. I've been Rich.